NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch the wave in HD.
In a world where DJs reign supreme, one man stands above them all.
The most greatest.
Welcome to his domain. It is kingdom. It is universe.
Only one in the world, in the country, in the universe.
You're listening to the Anointed One.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
While I'm on
sweetest
journey.
why, because I can't.
Because
I can't make
it.
I can't make it.
Make it.
Just can't do it alone. And maybe somebody listen to me right now. You feel just like this. You done tried it before. You can't do it no more. No, no. I was reading in the Word the other day. I read where she looked off the boat. And there was a man in the crowd that came to Jesus and said, Jesus, I've got a daughter at my house, and my daughter is almost dead. But if you come to my house and lay your hand on my daughter, she'll get well. You know the story. The Bible says Jesus went to that man's house and he laid his hand on that little girl. And you know, I got heaven right then. Because that's what I need Jesus to do. I need him to lay his hand on my situation. If he lay his hand, sick will get well. If he lay his hand, get him to talk to preachers. Anybody in here, I tell you, just lift your hand and tell him, lay your hand on me, Jesus. I don't mind. I don't mind. Lay your hand on my children. Lay your hand on my mind. Oh, hey, yeah, I can't make it alone. I tell you, wherever you are, if you ride down the road, just say, I need you. If you lay in your bed, I tell you, tell him, I need you. I can't make it. Yeah, no, no. Oh, 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 oh.
Growing up as a child in my mother's care, my mother told me he would always be there for my. Now I'm a grown man, living on my own. I can truly say, Jesus, he ain't never left me alone. Every now and then I have to tell him,
Say, change, sing it long, but let's just tell it. I'm dependent.
I'm dependent.
Whenever you think about the condition of our world, whenever you watch the news, whenever you read the newspaper, there's always bad news. It kind of makes you long for a place that the Bible talks about where the wicked will cease from troubling and the weary will be at rest. I want to put it in song, express the way I feel. I want to go where the thunder don't roar.
Where the thunder don't roar.
There where chilly winds don't blow.
Chilly winds don't blow.
Well, the rain don't blow
when I leave this world
to return
no more.
When I leave this world,
to return no more.
Let me say that one more time. I wanna go, where the thunder don't roll.
Where the thunder don't roll.
Wanna go somewhere where chilly winds don't blow. Oh,
I wanna go.
Yes, sir, when the rain don't fall.
When I leave this world, to return no more.
Won't have to cry no more.
To return no more.
Won't have to die no more.
To return no more.
Won't be long, To return. Won't have to deal with heart attacks and strokes and sugar diabetes, high blood pressure.
To return no more.
Sunday morning, when this life is over, gonna fly away and be at rest.
To return.
What a great day it's gonna be, yeah.
Sometimes that you feel just help me pull through and say a prayer. I'm just trying to encourage somebody out there that prayer. I'm a living witness. Can tell somebody out there. Press seal. Seal. Mother, I know it's rough, but you got to hang on in there. Cause prayer will. Daddy, I know it's rough, but you got a secret weapon. Just pray about it. Get down on your knees and begin to talk hard and say, here I am, Lord. Take my hand. And lead me on and help me to stand. Oh yeah. There's one thing about prayers that'll move heaven and earth. Something about prayers that will change things. Can I get somebody out there that done tried prayer? And no prayer will. Prayer heal your body. I know that prayer will. Prayer pull me over. Prayer pull me through. Oh, prayer will.
You listening to the Anointed One.
Here we all get together.
Yeah. I was lost in my own world, feeling really confused. Didn't care about anything, I felt so abused. One day I looked up to where my help comes from. Told the Lord about my problem, but it was already done. He cares. Cares for me. I know just how dear your name is. Long as I know, I got a moment time. Oh, I will make you come on. Ain't no doubt in my mind, I know I will. Yeah, no.
Welcome to the Lincoln Park Holiness Church NFI radio broadcast. We believe in God-powered preaching, sound doctrine teaching, and hallelujah praise. Join us with an open heart and a listening ear, and let a friend know we are on the air. Please pray for Overseer William Eli Radcliffe as he gives us a divine word from heaven. Now, Pastor Radcliffe.
I've been in Lincoln Park all my life. I think we started coming here when I was about in the first or second grade. So I know a lot of the people here and have grown up knowing all of them. Okay, so I was participating. I was on the usher board. I sang in the junior choir, moved up to the young adult choir. But as I got older and got married and had children, I came to church a little less often, busy working. So when I would come, I would always sit on the right side of the church in the back, okay? And Bishop would be up, and sometimes he would say, if God's been good to you, say amen. And I would say, amen. Really low. You know, nobody can hear that but me, and I know some of you do it too because I'm sitting beside you, and it's okay. So I would say, amen, and he would say, if he's been real good to you, wave your hand. And I would just give a little wave. You know, I can't put my hand way up high because somebody might be looking at me, okay? And I didn't want people watching me. So sometimes the choir would be up singing, and they'd be sounding so good, and I'd be in my seat just bouncing because I wanted to get up. But nobody else was up, and I didn't want to be first because if I did, people would be looking at me. So I'd be sitting waiting like, come on, somebody get up. And finally somebody would stand up, and then I knew I could stand up because then all the attention wouldn't be on me. So I have a daughter, Ashley. Ashley played basketball from elementary school all the way up to high school. She played winter, spring, summer, and fall. I was at every game. So by the time she got in high school, I knew about fouls. I knew when it was time for the one-and-one. I knew the jump shot. I knew basketball, okay? So in my mind, when the game started, I was the coach. I was the referee. I was the cheerleader. I had on every hat, okay? So we would be at the game every Friday night. And when it was time for the jump ball, she was always the one out there. As soon as that whistle blew, I put on all my hats, and I would yell, get that jump ball, baby. You got it. You got it. And I would yell at the referee, Mr. Ralph, they pushing her. I know you see them pushing her. And I would be so loud, and I didn't care. I didn't care who looked at me, whatever. That's my child out there. I'm yelling. So I was loud, okay? So then I would come back to church on Sunday, and I'd be back there in my spot, okay? And Bishop would tell us, you know, God has been so good all week. You know, tell him thank you. And I would say, thank you. You know, really low. Sometimes the words wouldn't even come out. I would just think it. Thank you. You know, I couldn't be loud because people would be watching me. You know, and then the choir would get up and they'd be really going, boy, and I'd be just bouncing. I'm waiting on somebody. Somebody got to get up. So when I saw somebody up, my turn came. So then I could get up and I would clap. And I was just so excited because I wasn't the only one. So people weren't watching me. So then I'd go back to the game on Friday night, and I'd be in it. The cheerleaders would do their little cheer, and I'd be clapping right with them. And they say number one, and I'd say number one. I was a cheerleader. The coach would call a play. He may say red, and I'd say red, 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 like I'm the coach. And then I would tell the ref of me, Mr. Ref, turn in your whistle. You're not calling the game right. You know, my child would get fouled, and I would say, and one. Oh, I would tell them, time for the one and one, Mr. Ref, time, because I was counting those fouls. I knew what was going on. You know, my daughter would tell me, her friends would say, ask your mama so loud. And she'd say, I know, that's just my mama. I ain't care, whatever, I'm loud. So the next Sunday I came back to church and Bishop preached. And in his sermon he told us that God said, if you be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. So all week that stayed with me. You know, I kept thinking, if you be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. And one morning as I lay there in bed, it hit me. You know, a light came on. You ever had that happen? A light came on and it said, Pam, how dare you? How dare you go to these games on Friday night and yell amongst all these people that you don't know and you don't care? But then you come back to church on Sunday and you're ashamed to tell God thank you? How dare you? And with that, I had to have a conversation with myself to tell myself, girl, you're tripping. You just need to get it together, okay? And with doing that, I knew that I needed to change. So in doing so, I began to move up closer to the front of the church, and I made my way all the way to the second row. And I began to say thank you and amen and thank you, Jesus, and wave my hand and stand up. Who cares if people look at me? I'm at church. I'm in God's house. This is what I came for. So my message to you all is to always remember of the goodness of God. Always learn to be thankful and never be ashamed to let him know that you are thankful and grateful for all the gifts. Okay? All right. So with that said, thank you for coming.
Amen. 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 So now that you all know that youth call is coming back, that means parents, get your Bible verses ready. That means teenagers, put the Bible app on your phone and just remember one during the week. Amen. Amen. So youth call is coming back. So we're going to ask the parents, it's time for you, just like Miss Pam said, not be ashamed. Let's teach the babies the Bible verses. And I'm not going to pretend like these teenagers can't learn their own. So they got phones. They got Wi-Fi. They got things. Instagram even will send you a Bible verse a day so you can get that done. Amen? Amen, amen. So at this time, we're going to call for our church announcement. And after our church announcement, we'll move right along with our order of service. Amen?
Good morning, Lincoln Park.
Good morning.
What's the announcement for today? We're getting ready for our pastor's anniversary. We are getting ready to celebrate our pastor's anniversary starting on this afternoon at 3 o'clock, where Pastor Victoria Peterkin from Bright Hope Divine Holy Church will be here at 3 o'clock on this afternoon. We're looking to have a high time in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We've already got one message. We're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. And we'll get ready to celebrate a man of God. Amen. Who is what we call the hardest working man in the ministry. Amen. And so let us show our love to our pastor on this afternoon at 3 o'clock. We want to see you and you. I don't want Bright Hope to come in and have more people in here than we do. And guess what? To help you all out, you don't even have to go home because we're going to feed everybody right after this morning service. I know you smell it, so. So we want to be prepared for this Sunday and next Sunday for our pastor's anniversary. We want to show him our love. We want everybody to do the very best we can. Amen. And what is the anniversary if you don't get gifts?
Yeah.
I know the ladies know they're looking for a special gift on their anniversary, your birthday. Anytime you're having a celebration, you know, we're looking for a little something, something. Amen?
Amen.
So we want you all to do your very best on today. We know that our annual, our dues, we want everybody to pay at least $50. If you have your $100, we're welcoming that. We just want to show him some love. Amen. He worked hard for Lincoln Park. He worked hard for our community. And so we want to just show him our love. Amen. Our Bishop Radcliffe Senior Jr. always told us it's a poor fraud that don't do what?
Praise his own
pun. And we want to shower him with our praises on. We're not trying to make a God out of him. But what we want to do is recognize the God that's in him.
Right.
Amen. Everybody, do your very best. Show up. It's only 2 days. I mean, you know, 2 days, this Sunday and next Sunday. But we want to put everything we have into these two Sundays, okay?
Amen.
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 I'm Frankie with You Can Vote, a nonpartisan organization sharing important voting information with you. In North Carolina, they passed the voter ID law. If you do not have one of the IDs, you can still vote. You have to ask for an exception form. A lot of people don't know felons can vote in North Carolina. They must be complete with their term of their felony sentence, off probation, off parole, but they can register and vote. Look yourself up if you're already registered. Click on your name. Go to the sample ballot. Pull your ballot to do your research. In North Carolina, we want every eligible voter to vote. Local elections are more important than the presidential elections. Please drag your family and friends to go vote. Your voice matters. Your vote matters. Thank you for being a North Carolina voter.
Amen, amen, amen. That's just a friendly reminder of your civic duty. Amen? Amen. It's your civic duty to do so. As a matter of fact, I was having a conversation with my daughter, and she votes. She just asked me who to vote for. So she reminded me, she said, I need you to send text me who I need to vote for so I can go ahead and vote. Because I try to instill in all my children how important it is to let your voice be heard. Amen. You know, sometimes, you know, what the songwriter says, my soul be lost, it's nobody's fault but mine. Right. Amen. You don't vote. Don't complain about what you see on CNN. It's nobody's fault but yours. Amen? Right. Amen. Amen. So at this time, we're going to have another musical selection by the Eli Ratcliffe Singers, and it is my job to present what we got going on from this pulpit on this morning. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So on this morning, our Communion Sunday morning, we're going to be addressed by the elders of Lincoln Park Holiness Church. Overseer Elder Dr. Derek Sauls, State Mother Belinda McCoy, and yours truly, Elder Demetrius Hunter. So after the choir gives us a hearty selection, you'll be graced by the presence of the Lincoln Park elders on this morning. Amen?
I just cannot tell it all. Hallelujah. That's the way our lives are. God has been so good to us. We cannot tell it all. But what little bit I can tell, I'm going to share with you today. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, as I come before thy people today, Heavenly Father, remember the first family, Heavenly Father. Bless our pastor, Heavenly Father. You know, give him peace and tranquility, Heavenly Father, to relax right now, Heavenly Father, because, God, you know you are the author and the finisher of our faith, and there's more work to be done, Heavenly Father. So bless and anoint right now, Lord Jesus. And those people that are here today, Lord, that have an ear to hear, Lord, elevate them to the celestial powers that you have, Lord, that they will understand what thus say the Lord. It is not me, Lord, but it's you. So, Lord, pour out of me, Lord, a blessing for the people of the day. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. It's interesting, when I got the call yesterday about today, I wasn't feeling well, and I didn't know whether or not I was going to make it to church today because, you know, as I told the elder, I said, man, I'm sitting here trying to get my stuff together, you know, because, you know, I'm down and out. But I tested myself, and I pressed my way, as they said. And then when I found out the circumstances, it's like a Macedonian call. No matter how you feel sometimes, if you know that God has ordained you and put in your life a pressing on to the mark of the high calling, I realized it was not about me. It's about what Christ Jesus wants for his people. Uh-huh. So I pressed my way, and I'm here today because it's interesting. I have an interesting sermon. It's, you know, it's coming from Matthew 6:19. It says, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth where moth and rust doth corrupt and where thieves break through and steal. Uh-huh. And it's interesting because I came across this topic, there is no depreciation in Christ Jesus. Uh-huh. Because I'm finding now that, you know, when I walk humbly amongst people, I don't tell them where I've been and what I've done. I don't worry about that. And if you notice, I don't name drop of the number of numerous people I've come through my life. And I'm not about that because I find that, you know, when my godfather died, he had a room full of plaques. Matter of fact, it was Dr. Augustus MacIver Witherspoon, for those of you who are familiar with NC State. Uh-huh. You know, I was one of what they call Doc's boys. And when he died, you know, I'm standing there and his wife says, I'm getting ready to change this room. And I'm looking at all these plaques and all these awards. And next thing you know, she was throwing those plaques and awards away. And I said, this is a man's lifetime. And he was a pastor of a church. And I learned that God has appreciated his life. But now I'm looking at all this being taken down. I'm thinking like, wow, his life has really depreciated. No, his life has appreciated. Because you find, as I'm getting ready to say, you know, as one reaches the twilight of life, he or she cannot be measured by the physical prowess of health, visual beauty, or superior intellect. Uh-huh. All these things that we know change over time. Yes, Mother Nature and Father Time brings all these things to a close. Uh-huh. But I find that God said he would make everything all right. Uh-huh. What are you talking about, preacher? What do you mean, preacher? I have to keep on believing because even at my age, sometimes I feel helpless. Uh-huh. I want to run faster, yes. I want to jump higher, think quicker. Yet each day lets me know that I should always value the goodness of God and grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Uh-huh. Situations arise that I find that people in this world let you know that you have depreciated. Because in their mind, the depreciation, because, you know, they think they are better than you and they know more than you and you can't do the things you used to do, and they just formulate these opinions. And I looked, because the other day I got into a situation with a lady, and she was, you know, she was telling me, like, you can't do this, and you can't do that. And I said, you need to go to Google Scholar. I started to say, you need to understand that I'm America's worst enemy, because I've lived in the hood and been with the brothers and the sisters in the hood. I rose out of the hood, and then I never left the hood, because even in the church I go to, in what they call, this is called the Bermuda Triangle. Because there have been numerous deaths right here in this area, but I still come to church here. Because I love my people, because this is how I get appreciated. What do you mean? What do you mean, preacher? That's when I realized that they are talking loud. These people are naysayers, talking about our lives are depreciated. When you're in Christ Jesus, you appreciate.
Uh-huh.
Who told you you depreciate? Because now you have a higher calling to press on to the higher mark in Christ Jesus. What are you talking about, preacher? You know, I chose Jesus. He has been right beside me. I have walked hours, days, weeks, and sometimes years in the midst of trouble and trials and tribulations. But he's always been there with me patiently. Yet I bear my pains and stood in storms and rains and cried in the midst of the storm. It be raining outside. People said, man, you rains all over your face. I want to tell them those are tears. Remind me of that song by the Dramatics. I want to go outside in the rain. You know, because that way they won't see me cry. But I'm here to let you know I drink tears of water when it comes to our Christ and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm here to tell my people today it's time to rise up. You have not depreciated because you come to a point where you feel like you're worthless. You're worth something to God.
Uh-huh.
He would not have gone to Calvary and died. What do you mean, preacher? I'm here to say it's interesting. The world has a strange way of valuing us.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you in there, they think everybody is not in Christ. So when you come there, and how does that value, preacher? They recruit you saying, we need you. Come to my side. Here's your compensation package. Here's your salary. Here's what your bonus looks like. These are the benefits when you choose us. But as time goes on, they walk in your office and they say, we have chosen to go in another direction.
Uh-huh.
Or you cannot fulfill your physical obligations. Because I didn't realize in the FBI it's mandatory that you retire at 55. Because they said, you can't, you know, go undercover and chase folks like you do.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes you might forget things, but same deal. I'm here to let you know I can still taste Christ Jesus.
Uh-huh.
And I find out I got clapping in my hands and running on my mind. And he's still there. And I got a mind to stay saved. On. Then the pains of those words remind me that God is still working miracles because he still blesses my soul. Through my heartache and pain, I realized that all I wanted was my soul to be saved.
Uh-huh.
Not even the truth that they say, I don't want no peanut butter and jelly. I don't want no peanut butter. You know, we little kids, we know my generation, we love peanut butter and jelly. You know, but he said, I don't want no peanut butter and jelly. I just want my soul to be saved. And see, I'm here like, well, indulge me for a minute because I'm going to get out of here. As I walk through my life, you might find some comparisons. You know, what are you talking about, preacher? In relationship, you have to come to, you know, the chick comes to you and say, honey, you know, I saw somebody got a car. You ain't got no car. First, I got dumped because I didn't have a car. And I couldn't teach somebody how to drive. And, you know, it didn't bother me. You know, I got dumped. I'm like, but you know how it feels you get dumped? I'm like, wow, I done depreciated because a car is becoming appreciation. But guess what? Those cars break down.
Uh-huh.
Those car payments go on. But I don't worry about that because God got me to a point that when I did get a car, woo, I was all right.
Uh-huh.
I was all right. Did me a favor. You find when God gets you to a point where you say, all right, you can have that. You'll find in Christ Jesus, when these things happen, you say, you can go ahead on. You can have that. And live in a ranger. You be in an apartment. You be in there. You keep it immaculate. My dad used to go in the apartment, man. He'd go in there. He'd paint it, trim it up. And then the owner would come in and say, man, this is better than where I live. Next thing you know, say, well, you know, we got somebody who want to pay more rent for this apartment. But I'm like, my dad fixed it up. But, you know, they're going to kick him out now. They're going to kick not him, but us. So now we had to go to another apartment. But see, that's what I find out, that through that depreciation, a non-appreciation, just disregard for the ethics and work that somebody put into that, if you taught me to say, I said, ah, Lord, I got that. That when I get to a point in life, my family's not going to worry about that. It may be a shack, but I'm going to own that shack because Christ Jesus has blessed me that they can't come and put me out.
Uh-huh.
You know, hallelujah. So what are you saying, preacher? You know, even like when it comes to these football teams, these sports teams, you know, you can be the best thing to slice bread, you know, honey and, you know, ice cream, you know, on a cone. But then they say, well, we just recruited somebody. You know, you've been on the team 4 years. We just recruited somebody better than you, and they get ready to take your spot. So, you know, and I've seen that happen personally to my own son playing University of South Carolina with Steve Spurrier. You know, when the Hurricane Katrina came through, he wanted more players. He wanted the whole Tulane offensive line. So he said, we got to make room on the teams. They started cutting people off the team so they can bring those folks in there. But then what happened, the Tulane team decided they were going to stay where they're at. But I told my son, don't worry about it. You know, just move on. And he was blessed. And that's what I find out through this depreciation of the world. You gain blessings.
Uh-huh.
Because you have to have the patience. What are you saying, preacher? You know, it's many walkaways wondering, you know, many times we walk away wondering, what did I do wrong? Nothing was done wrong. It's the devil's world way of, and this world's way of factoring in depreciation of one's life. What a friend we have in Jesus. Because why is that? He sought to use us.
Yeah.
He wanted to use us to appreciate our lives. Through salvation, to appreciate our lives through the whole Holy Ghost, to be that, you know, and he's the author and the finisher of our faith. What are you saying, preacher? It was funny, when I was going to, you know, the other day, and I'm closing out, it was interesting because I was going to this, you know, this meeting, and I was upset. And I was going to the meeting, and I was like, man, and all of a sudden, it was weird. I'm walking to this meeting, and all of a sudden, the song popped up, yes, Jesus loves me. And a little kid's voice in my ear, yes, Jesus loves me. So when I went to see the, you know, I met with a lady before I had to go to the meeting. She said, what's wrong with you? I said, you know, this is crazy. You know I'm pissed. She said, yeah, I know. Well, calm down, Dr. Saul. I said, it's really weird. I'm walking over in my ear, this little kid, talking about, yes, Jesus, because the Bible tells me so. And I was like, what in the world's going on? But that lets me know that I have it appreciated in God's life. Because in appreciation of God's life, you get higher and higher. And all those little things you thought that you had forgotten, you know, that is still in the middle of that wheel, you know, in the wheel, in the middle of that wheel. That big wheel of life was getting ready to move, but that little wheel says, hey, we got to change this a little bit. And this is where we find out that in there is no depreciation in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
There is no depreciation in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Because there's a somebody saying one day, God has smiled on me.
Yes.
He has set me free. Because there's no depreciation in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let's say amen again.
Amen.
Amen. Give God all the hearty. Amen. 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 I will be talking, amen, from Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. At the first verse says, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. This is the NIV version. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. There's more to this, but I'm going to stop right there. Amen. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And I just want to leave because we are celebrating our pastor's anniversary on today. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. His 30 years in the ministry, 8 years as pastor of Lincoln Park Holiness Church. I just want Lincoln Park to know this morning that this is not the time.
Uh-huh.
We go through some things, and we know that it's the devil's job to. He is going to and fro seeking whom he can devour. He comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you might have life and you have it more abundantly. So I want you to know that this is not the time. This is not the time to give up.
Uh-huh.
This is not the time to let go. This is not the time to turn around. This is the time for us to move forward. This is not the time. We know that the devil is here to kill. He's here to steal, and he wants to destroy all of us. But we are not going to let him do that. We're going to hold fast to what the Lord has given us. It's not the time. It's not the time to sit down. It's not the time to complain. It's not the time to look back. It's the time for us to look to the hills. So when cometh our help, it's not the time to weep and mourn. It's the time to rejoice. It's not the time.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Mother said it's not the time. Daughter said you have an appreciation. I'm going to ride on their prayers, and I'm going to talk to you from Mark, the 10th chapter, 17 through 22.
Amen.
I'm not going to read it in its entirety, but it's talking about that rich ruler. And so if you understand that you have an appreciation, and you understand it's not the time to give up, look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, what are you carrying? This familiar scripture, Jesus has an encounter with a young rich ruler. The young rich ruler had a question, and he went to the right source for his question. He said, good prophet, good rabbi, good priest, how can I inherit the kingdom of heaven? Or how can I inherit eternal life? Now, Jesus, I'm going to sum this up real quick. The first thing he did, he gave him the simple answer. And see, sometimes the simple answer is not the answer that you really need. Jesus said, well, you know them 10 commandments. Why don't you keep them? Now, this is what a good point I want you to understand. This young man had his stuff together. Because this young man said, I've been doing that since I was a little boy. And he was telling the truth because Jesus didn't call him a liar. He was telling the truth because Jesus said, nah, you did this. Because he knows all he sees all. But this man had his stuff together. And he said, yeah, I've been doing that since I was a little boy. And Jesus said something to him. First thing that I want you to point out, Jesus brought him close to him. And in Mark, and like I said, I'm reading this, in Mark, Jesus loved on him. Jesus loved on him because he was a rich ruler. And let me set this up. He was a rich man, but listen to what Jesus said after he loved on him. He said, sell all you have and pick up your cross and follow me. See, a lot of people want to say the young rich man was greedy. He wasn't greedy. He just had a lot of stuff. The Bible says he walked away grieving because he had a lot of possessions. Jesus didn't tell him to get broke. He said, sell your stuff, pick up your cross, and follow me. I was once told this thing, the more you pick up, the more you got to put down. And a lot of times through life, we pick up a whole lot of stuff. We pick up a whole lot of habits. We pick up a whole lot of mess. We pick up a whole lot of stuff. And I stopped by here to tell you, you can't carry your cross with an arm full of stuff. You can't do what you need with an arm full of stuff. See, let me break this down to the simple thing. Can I give you a couple examples? It's been kind of popular now. They're talking about, on the internet, they're talking about a high-value man. Okay. And these women keep calling these folks on the internet, they're single, asking how they can find a high-value man. And they keep talking about this value about if a man got this kind of job, if this man driving this kind of car. And guess what? All these women talking about finding a man ain't put down none of the stuff yet. They still carrying all that stuff from when they got the no good man. They still carrying all that stuff when they got the heartbreak man. They still carrying all that stuff from people. Baby, you can't hold a good man holding a whole bunch of stuff. Oh, my God, my God. It's the same thing. You are trying to get something from God, and God said, I can't bless you because you won't put down your stuff. Woo! Some of you still holding on to stuff from the third grade. You're still holding on from stuff when you was a child. And God said, if you put down this stuff, I got something for you that won't weigh you down. How do you know the Bible says? The Bible says that my burdens are easy and my yoke is light. What Jesus was telling that young rich ruler, if you put down that stuff and carry this cross, eyes have not seen, nor has it entered into the heart of man, the things that I have for you. So I dare you to look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, what are you carrying? We are in a position to do some great things, but you can't carry that mess with you. Worldly songwriter Erykah Badu penned a song, said, bag lady, you going to miss your bus carrying all that stuff like that. A lot of us have missed a whole lot of buses because we're trying to keep too much. If you were asked, Sister Serena McCullough, has been plenty of times, she's been coming down the street, and somebody got too much stuff, and she can't stop her route. Oh, she see them coming. They want to get on, but they can't. Too much stuff. They catch the bus. Some of y'all blessing bus has been passing you because you keep wanting to take that same attitude to a new blessing. You want to take that same tears to a new blessing. But what Paul said, I'm forgetting those things which are behind me, and I press for the mark of the high call calling, which is in Christ Jesus. I got to leave my stuff behind. So don't let my lie to you say, Jesus wanted that man to be poor. He was rich, but he just had too much stuff. We must understand that this call to discipleship ain't got nothing to do with what you got. Because what you got, God can blow with it, you won't have it. But what he wants is for you to let go of your stuff. Let go of your hurt. Let go of your pain. Let go of your disappointment. Let go of the people that let you down. Take up his cross. Because guess what? This cross is light. You know why the cross is light? Because Jesus buried all them sins on that cross. See, y'all keep thinking that the cross is heavy. Whoa, he said on the cross, it is finished. The heavy cross already went to Golgotha. Your light cross is still waiting for you. So what God wants you to do is evaluate what in the world are you carrying? What are you carrying? What are you carrying that's stopping you from getting to the point that God wants you to be at? Because I'm going to tell you something. You got an arm full of stuff. I don't care how many millions of dollars I got, you can't hold it. Reminds me of a man. Now, I like watching crazy stuff. I watch this show called, and I'm done, and we're about to have an altar call. I watch this stuff, the lottery ruined my life.
Yeah.
Man in New Jersey hit the lottery, and he showed up to pick up his $2 million with his, no, $10 million with his wife and his girlfriend. They asked man, said, how in the world you bring your wife and your girlfriend? He said, you hit $10 million, you can do stuff like that. But guess what? He brought that wife and his girlfriend, and guess how much money he got right now? Nothing. He had too much stuff. So I'm telling you, if you got too much stuff, money ain't going to solve your problem. You got to let go of the stuff so God can have room to bless you. We're going to ask everyone to stand all over the building. If there's one today, you've heard that your life still has value, and that though the world may say that you are not worthy, God has worth and sees worth in you. We invite you to come. If there's one that you figured out it is not time to throw in the towel, yet it is time to try Jesus, we bid you to come. Is there one that realized I'm carrying too much stuff and I need Jesus to take some of these burdens off of me? We ask you to come. For our main objective is winning souls here in Lincoln Park. And so we're going to feed you regardless, but we'd rather feed you with the full soul. Amen. Is there one? If that's not as we're standing, is there one that likes the way that we worship here at Lincoln Park Holiness Church? If you would like to align yourself with our ministry, our doors swing on welcome hinges. The chairman of our deacon board is standing here waiting. We have deacons in here, and we will cordially welcome you into this body of worship. If there's one, full member, wear watch care, or even if there's a candidate for baptism, you've heard that these sermons and you have counted yourself to make a change in your life, and you would like to show that change by coming and doing what the Bible says. And that's water baptism. Is there one? If not, we feel like we have discharged our duty. And we're going to ask that we end this service with a prayer. Let us all pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you as humble as we know how. Give you thanks and praises for this day, this time, and this hour right now, God. God, we want to say thank you right now. Thank you for what our eyes have seen, what our ears have heard, what our hearts have felt, because we are true believers that you will give us exactly what we need, exactly when we need it. Father God, we say thank you for these happenings on today, and we say that let our praises and our lips and our participation go forth and let it water some of the seeds that we have planted in this ground today right now, God. God, some of us stand here for one thing. Some of us stand in the need of another. But you are God that you can solve all problems at just the snap of your finger. You spoke this world into existence. And right now, God, we're asking you to speak over our lives. Speak over healing. Speak over provision. Speak over a manifestation. Speak over deliverance. Speak over salvation. Speak over our lives right now, God. And God, we give your name thanks and praises for what you're going to do. We thank you for how you're going to bless. And right now, God, before on this altar, we say thank you for the pastor that we have as we go to celebrate him. God, you know what he stands in the need of. Build him up on every leaning side and let him march on to be what you would have him to be in Christ Jesus. God, give us the ability to love like you say love. Give us the ability to live like you say live. And in the end, we are forever confident in your ability to do exactly what you said you would do. You would never leave us nor forsake us. We ask all these things in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' sweet name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Today is Communion Sunday. And you may be seated. Just as always.
Lincoln Park Holiness Church is about loving people and helping community. Our main objective is winning souls. You are welcome to partner with us or help sponsor this ministry and broadcast with a donation. Please visit our website at lincolnparkchurch.com and click the Let's Give tab at the top of the screen. Feel free to leave comments. You can also download the Givelify app on your mobile phone and look for Lincoln Park Church. Cash App, hashtag Lincoln Park CRF. We are located at 13 Heath Street in Raleigh, North Carolina. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us next week on NFI Radio and Catch the Wave from the number one radio station reaching the world with gospel music and preaching.
At 23rd verse. For I have received the Lord, that which also I received the Lord, that which also unto you, the Lord Jesus, same night which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which I have broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup. When he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do unto do as you often drink it, remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do sure the Lord death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat the bread and drink the cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthy, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not concerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak, sick among you, and many sleep. For if we who judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, carry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnment. And the rest will I set in order when I come.
Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, as we come before you right now, Heavenly Father, for communion, Lord Jesus. Bless our souls right now, Heavenly Father, as we break the bread and drink from the cup of life, Lord Jesus. And we truly understand the meaning of this time, Heavenly Father. because bestowed upon it all, Heavenly Father, shall be a blessing unto the families. And oftentimes this is our covering, but not only ourselves, also for our family. Touch right now, Heavenly Father, those that are here, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Anoint them right now, Lord, with a mind of understanding if they stayed on thee. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
The blood that Jesus shed for me. I'm excited already. I'm sorry. Way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never that on a hill called Calvary. He didn't have to do it, but he shed the blood. From day to day, it will never do. The blood of Jesus, it even reaches its glory to the lowest class. Oh, we have the blood that gives me strength from day to day.
Hallelujah.
Is there anybody in here that knows that he'll never, come on,
say it. As it was said,
This bread is the bread of my life, of my body. Take it and eat. This blood is the blood from my body. Take it and drink. And after they taken the Last Supper, they departed from the room with the blessings of taking communion. At this time, we would like to have a song. Will somebody come with a song? As we listen to the song, you know, the blood that blesses us from day to day, it should never do what? It should never do what? Because it reaches what? It goes to the lowest? Hallelujah. And it should never lose its power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And take yourself, you know, count yourself dismissed at this time. To God be the glory.
passed out. I can't tell my right from my left now. But my mama's crying cause my daddy's dying. He got pains all in his chest now. My daughter's having these nightmares. I might be wrong, but I'm right here, yeah. I'm trying to hold on when my hands hurt or the ropes out. Cause when life fights, it don't fight there. So I'm leaning all on these ropes now. And I got hope, but it's low now. So I'm leaning all on these quotes now. Like never leave me, won't forsake me. If you don't help me, I don't make it.
I'm Somebody in front of you. Good to me.
Better than good.
Oh,
glory, glory, glory.
feel this. I can never repay you, Lord, for what you've done for me. How you loose my shackles. Oh, and you set me free. How you made a way when there was no way to be made. How you made a way when there was no way to be made.
Yeah. listening to the number one quartet station in the world, and I'm the old Chatham County country boy. Catch the wave!
I've run out of answers, I've run out of time, and I'm so confused that I'm losing my mind. It's gonna take a miracle to help me this time. I'm traveling a road that has not one sign. Bell in my heart ring. Oh, this is my cry. Hey, this is my plea. You see, I need an angel. I'm calling an angel. Send me an angel down. Oh, this one tree, can't understand why I'm sinking so deep. Help me, help me. Won't you have mercy? Set my soul free, please. And let the bell in my heart ring. Oh, this is my cry. This is my plea.
Put your hand together. Come on.
Heaven on my mind. Oh no,
oh no,
been led low to the ground. Sometimes right, sometimes I've been wrong, but I kept the faith, kept on moving, moving on. Oh no,
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 oh, no.
I won't stand again. Oh
no, no,
no,
oh, no,
I won't. One more thing, I've been singing for a long time. Happiness has been hard to find, but God has shown me the way. He said that He would be with me every day. That's why
I won't turn.
That's why.
Like Tylenol times a million, alleviating all the pain that you be feeling. Make a U-turn, do it differently. Walk by faith, not by what you see. And when the day is done, the battle is won, you overcome. Now you can say what?
Without you in my life, I don't know what I would do. Hello, it's hot up in here. Having a wonderful time, pray that you are as well. I'm your host, the Anointed One. We'll be back with more great gospel music. You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet station in the world. It's up in here. The anointing destroys the yoke. Hello.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Here's the late great Brother Darrell Coley, left us this year. Brother Darrell Coley, he is preparing me.
And you know he's prepared me because he cares. He is maturing me. Yes, he is. Because he cares. Hallelujah. And you know what? The Lord is arranging me. Yes, he is. And not only is he arranging, but he rearranged my attitude.
My daddy, who is nearly 70 years old, seems to feel like some of today's gospel music has lost its way. You see, my daddy's from Kershaw, South Carolina, raised in Bright Light Baptist Church and Ebenezer Baptist Church. My daddy believes that when you hear gospel, it ought to sound like gospel. So my sister told me that she was making a gospel record. I wanted to make sure that it was something on there for my daddy. So, Daddy, we're going to take you back. God is good.
I know that God, my God, God is good.
Then he put food on my table. Then he put shoes. Out of Rocky Mountain, North Carolina, Sister Deborah Boynes.
All right. Come on, put your hands together. Let's go on and do it like we used to do it. Here we go.
I know a man.
first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch the wave in HD. In HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.